We continue with the Mishnah on the Chav Gimel Amud Aleph in the middle of the Yomud. Says the Mishnah, Shlosh Devarim Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Matir v'Chachamim Osrim. There were three particular matters in which Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah ruled leniently and the Chachamim were machmir, they answered them. What were these three issues? Says the Mishnah, Parasa Yotze b'Ritzua Shebein Karneha. Number one, says Rashi, Parasa Yotze b'Shabbos. A person's cow can go out on Shabbos b'Ritzua Shebein Karneha. Literally with a strap that is in between its horns. Says Rashi, Lenoi, this is for decorative purposes. Vam Rabbanon, Masoi Hoyov, Eino Tachshit La. The machlokas over here between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim as to whether or not this is considered to be a tachshit, which would be sort of the equivalent of an article of clothing, the nafkamina being whether or not a person's animal is permitted to carry this on Shabbos. A person is not permitted to carry on Shabbos, as we know, and one is not permitted to have an animal do melacha for him either. So anything which is considered to be part of the normal tachshitim that the animal wears, the normal paraphernalia of a cow, so this is permissible. However, if it's something which extra and is not really part of the regular, regular tachshitim of the cow, so then it is usher. So over here, the Mishnah tells us, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, this is considered to be a tachshit, this is considered to be a regular ornament that the cow would wear, and therefore it's permissible to go out this way on Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah, umikor din as a behemoth yomtiv. A person can go ahead and curry an animal with a metal comb on yomtiv. So what is the concern over here? Says Rashi, mikor din b'megarere shel barzel. There was a special comb, a metal comb that was used. Sheshineho dakos. It had very fine teeth. V'afgavta ovid chabura. There were times where when a person was doing this to groom his animal, it would cause a chabura, would cause the animal to bleed. Normally drawing a blood from a person, from an animal, is something which is prohibited. However, the Gemara is going to explain why it is that in this particular case, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was matir and permitted this on Yom Tov. And finally, it's permissible to go ahead and to grind peppercorns in a grinder. Here again, we are talking about Yom Tov. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah presumably rules that this is permissible in Yom Tov because this is part of the general heter of Ochel Nefesh. And we're going to see that the Chachamim are machmir in this case, perhaps for other reasons. Maybe because it's what's called Uvda L'chol. This may be considered like a weekday activity. So we'll have to see exactly why the Chachamim are machmir in this particular situation. Continues the Mishnah, Yehuda Omer, Ein Makar Din as a Behemah Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, may not go ahead. And again, kari, groom an animal with this metal comb on Yom Tov, b'pnei osa chabura, because you are going to possibly make a wound. Aval mekartzefin, however, you can go ahead and use a wooden comb for this purpose. Rashi explains over here, the teeth are not as sharp. Megarer shel etcha shinehel gasos v'ein osa chabura. They're not as fine, they're not as sharp, and there's no chance that it's going to cause the animal to bleed. V'chachamim omrim, in Mekardin aflo Mekartzefin. The Chachamim say you cannot go ahead and curry groom such an animal even with a wooden comb. And here again we'll find in a bit in the Gemara why it is that the Chachamim aser using a wooden comb for this purpose. So the Gemara now begins by singling out a word that the Mishnah used in describing the first heter. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Parasa yotze b'ritzua shebein karneha, that his cow would go out in public on Shabbos with a ritzua, the strap between its horns. This seemed to imply that he only had one cow. That's why it says parasu, his cow. So it says the Gemara Lememra, do you mean to suggest that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah chad para havale? He only had one cow? V'amrav, amralei, amrav Yehuda marav. Didn't Rav say, or perhaps it was Rabbi Yehuda named Rav, tleser al peyegle, having ma'ase Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah mi'edre kol shata v'shata. That Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had 13,000 calves that he would go ahead and take as miser from his herd each and every year. So you see, undoubtedly, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had many, many animals. So why does it say paraso? So it says the Gemara Tana learned in a brisa lo shelo hayisa, ela sheshachento hayisa, umitoch shelo michaba nikreis al shmo. The reality is that this particular cow that would go out with the strap, Ben Karneha, was not, in fact, his cow. Rather, it belonged to his neighbor. But since Rav Elazar ben Azai observed this and didn't say anything, so it was called his cow. It was called his cow because he was the one who sort of owned this particular leniency by virtue of the fact that he was not Moche. Okay, the Gemara now continues and discusses the second leniency of Rav Elazar ben Azai. It says, Makardin is a behema biyamtif. Tan Rabbanon. The Gemara quotes a brisa, Ezehu Keirud ve'ezehu Kirtsof. What is the difference between Keirud and Kirtsof? So Keirud ketanim va'osan chabura. So says the Gemara, as we had seen already, sort of previewed by Rashi, Keirud is done with a metal comb, and therefore the teeth are going to be very sharp, very small, and that is going to make a chabura wound. Kirtsof gedolim ve'enosan chabura. When it comes to Kirtsof, it's a wooden cone, and the teeth are relatively large, and it will not make a chabura. And that's the reason why there is such a distinction. And now the Gemara goes on to explain the three-way machlokas over here. Gimel machlokas b'davar, we have three different opinions over here in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda savar, davashin miskavein, aser. Rabbi Yehuda says that something which is called a davashin miskavein, meaning if I do a malacha, and incidentally, and by virtue of what I am doing, there's an unintended consequence which occurs, so that is still going to be usr, right? So in this case, I am combing the animal, which is permissible on Yomtif. At the same time, there's an unintended consequence of wounding the animal. So Yehuda says that this is usr. Miu, however, he says, Keirud katanim v'osan chabura. Kirtsuf gedolim v'ein osan chabura. He says, listen, the bottom line is, using a metal comb is likely to make a wound. Using, on the other hand, a wooden comb, which has large teeth, is not likely to make a wound. And therefore, v'lo gazrin kirtsufatu keirud. And so therefore, Yehuda is not concerned that there would be a need to be gozer kirtsufatu keirud, because they are different. So therefore, he says, you cannot do keirud, because this is going to be usur because of davashinim is kavein. However, kirtsuf, using a wooden cone, is permissible. There's no gezer. Rabbanan savri, namik Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanan also holik Rabbi Yehuda. Namely, davashin miskavin is aser, because rinam, but they are gozer, kirtsufatu kidur. And they say, no, we cannot go ahead and use a wooden comb, because this is something that may lead to confusion, and somebody's going to say, oh, if you can go ahead and you could groom the animal using kirtsuf, the wooden comb, so then you could even use it during the metal comb, kirut. And so therefore, they prohibit it. Rabbi Elazar ben Azai savar like Rabbi Shimon. And finally, the most lenient opinion in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azai, hold like Rabbi Shimon. The Amar says, Davishin miskavein mutter, that a davishin miskavein b'chlal is mutter, uvein keirud uvein kirtsuf shari, and therefore he says, it's permissible to go ahead and do either or, currying with a metal comb or with a wooden comb, it's all permissible. Now the Gemara seeks a final ruling on this, regarding this debate. So Amar Rava, Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, v'amilam Rav Nachman, l'chudei halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, sha'arei Rabbi Elazar ben Azai modelo. So we have over here in the name of Rava, who quotes Rav Nachman, who quotes Shmuel, that the halacha over here follows Rabbi Shimon, the lenient opinion, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah agrees with him. Only Rav Nachman, v'leimah mar halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, sh'arei chachamim odim lo. Why are you saying that halacha follows Rabbi Shimon? Because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah followed his opinion. Why not say the halacha should be like Rabbi Yehuda? Because the chachamim follow his opinion. So amalei anok Rabbi Shimon svirlei va'od sh'arei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah modim lo. So he says, I hold like Rav Shimon. And so therefore, the reason why Rav Nachman goes ahead and he says the halachas of Rav Shimon is because I hold like Rav Shimon. But then in addition, Rav Elazar ben Azai agrees with him. But really, what was forcing Rav Nachman to his conclusion that halacha follows Rav Shimon was his own logic, was his own inner reasoning, that he followed the position of Rav Shimon.